We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, gracious viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sambur Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Kingdom plans to triple aid donations to Somalia to more than 94 million euros. In medical news, a prenatal health awareness campaign is launched across the capital city of the United Arab Emirates. In cultural news, over 1,000 masterpieces are now freely viewable online through Google Art Project. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 18th, is the birthday of the esteemed 12th President of the Philippines, His Excellency Fidel Valdez Ramos, born in 1928. President Ramos is well known for guiding his nation to significant economic growth and to increased peace, prosperity, and stability. Moreover, His Excellency is considered among the country's most effective presidents in history. In 1997, he was a co-recipient of the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization Felix Houphouët Boigny Peace Prize for his work of building harmonious relations within the Philippines. Reflecting his compassionate nature, at the request of Supreme Master Ching Hai, on behalf of the All Axis or Vietnamese in 1995, President Ramos granted permanent residency to approximately 5,000 refugees. Supreme Master Ching Hai presented the Shining World Leadership Award to His Excellency in 2007 for this benevolent deed. In addition, President Ramos's commitment to fostering unity and progress can be seen in the Ramos Peace and Development Foundation, which he established in 1999. Our heartfelt gratitude, Your Excellency Fidel Valdez Ramos, for your devotion to bettering the lives of World Coast citizens. May you have a blessed birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Line News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News from Japan. As of Thursday, March 17th, the confirmed death toll from Japan's largest 9.0 earthquake and devastating tsunami on March 11th had exceeded 5,400, with more than 2,000 people injured and over 9,000 others still unaccounted for. As recent snow and freezing temperatures continued to hamper relief efforts, shelters packed with people are lacking in basic necessities such as water, food, heat and light, as well as medical supplies. With the cold increasing demand for limited power supplies, the Japanese government warned of a massive blackout in Tokyo on Thursday evening, prompting the Transport Ministry to reduce the number of trains.
Expressing her deep gratitude for the outpouring of international aid for Japan at this time, Supreme Master Ching Hai had immediately pledged a $20,000 donation on March 11, 2011, conveying her sorrow and loving prayers as she asked that our association members go render aid and share comfort with the most desperate victims. Our association's relief teams from Japan and Formosa or Taiwan have travelled to some of the hardest hit disaster areas to meet the needs for essential items. Per Supreme Master Ching Hai's request for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team in Japan.
March 17th, 2011, regarding earthquake and tsunami in Japan. Most compassionate master, here in Japan, the first relief team for assessing the situation came back early this morning from the tsunami-stricken area of Iwate Prefecture. Usually, the government doesn't permit any private rescue team to enter to disaster sites so early on, but we were able to go smoothly into Riku Sentakata City, Iwate Prefecture. We could also get gasoline three times on the way. We were the first private relief team allowed to enter this area, where we found the disaster victims are receiving water and relief supplies from the next city. But it's not enough. Our second rescue team bringing relief supplies will leave Tokyo tomorrow. It takes 8 or 9 hours from Tokyo to the disaster site by car. In addition, Ranma Center of Japan has gone to distribute relief supplies to disaster victims of Mito City in Ibaraki Prefecture. Despite the terrible tragedies, discomfort and radiation fears, the people are hanging on with dignity and hope. Master's aid will surely ease some of their worries in their hearts. Thank you so much, Master, for your love in Japan. We will send more updates soon. With all our love, Relief Team in Japan.
Upon seeing this report, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded with the following message. Thank you and bless you for being so kind to the vulnerable. My heart is a little comforted knowing you are there to render love and shared sorrow. Please know that my prayers are with you and the good people of Japan. We will offer $30,000 more for reimbursement and additional urgently needed items for the elderly and children especially. Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for permitting us to share these details with our viewers, as well as our association's foreign group for making this information available.
Meanwhile, in an update on the nuclear situation which is being compared to previous grave accidents of Chernobyl in Ukraine and Three Mile Island in the USA, radiation levels at municipalities around Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant continued to exceed normal measurements. 65 kilometers northwest of the plant at Fukushima City, the radiation was 13.9 microsieverts per hour, or 340 times higher than usual. A previously established evacuation zone of 20 kilometers around the plant was maintained, with residents between 20 and 30 kilometers distance also being asked to stay indoors. High radiation levels were found at distances of 30 kilometers from the nuclear plant, whereas previously it was 20 kilometers.
Many of the estimated 50,000 people in this region's Minami-Soma city moved out, and the city was preparing to move the remaining 30,000 from Fukushima Prefecture, as shelters in the prefecture were already full. Low concentrations of radioactive particles deemed not harmful to humans were also observed heading eastward toward North America.
The situation at the nuclear plant is still very serious, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, which plant operator Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, has also admitted. Sir John Beddington, the British government's chief scientific officer, said the crisis is still very troublesome. According to ABC News, a US official said that if situation is not controlled within a critical 48 hours, the nuclear disaster could be deadly for decades. French government spokesperson François Bawang indicated Fukushima's potential to be the worst nuclear disaster in world history, saying, "In the worst of cases, it could have an impact worse than Chernobyl." European Union Energy Commissioner Gunther Oettinger also said, "There is talk of an apocalypse, and I think the word is particularly well chosen. Practically everything is out of control. I cannot exclude the worst in the hours and days to come."
The priority on Thursday was in cooling the overheating spent fuel pools in the number 3 and number 4 reactors, which threatened to emit highly contaminated radioactive materials. Following an initially unsuccessful mission, helicopters from Japan's Self-Defense Forces, or SDF, were sent again to pour seawater on the number 3 reactor tower on Thursday, after which the personnel had to be decontaminated.
This air mission was followed by a ground operation where water was shot at high pressure from a police water cannon truck and SDF fire trucks. However, this was halted due to the danger to personnel of high radiation levels. A plan to provide a power cable connected to the external grid that would supply electricity to the coolant systems is still being carried out, with the hope that it will be completed soon. Meanwhile, personnel on site has been nearly doubled to 322, with teams working in shifts of 50 in an attempt to minimize their exposure to the high radiation levels. Experts such as Gregory Yaskol, chairman of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, expressed concern that many of the heroic workers might suffer lethal radiation doses despite protective clothing. In a meeting with Japan's Prime Minister, Naoto Kan, overnight on Wednesday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon again offered help with the nuclear crisis.
Japan's nuclear crisis has also sparked much concern from governments around the world, with rising doubts about the assurances of safety from Japanese officials. The United Kingdom and South Korea joined the United States in calling their nationals to stay outside an 80-kilometer radius from the quake-stricken plant.
Singapore has told her nationals to evacuate beyond 100 kilometers. Voluntarily, other foreigners are also packing up and leaving Japan for fear of radiation. The US sent aircraft for families of diplomats to leave Japan, as thousands of military families are being assisted as well.
As Spain's government announced plans to review security measures at all 6 of its nuclear power plants, the Chinese State Council ordered safety inspections in each of the nation's nuclear facilities as it suspended approval of new nuclear projects. Meanwhile, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan have declared the safety of nuclear power, as did President Nicolas Sarkozy of France, which is the world's second largest producer of nuclear energy. However, President Sarkozy also called a meeting of G20 ministers in coming weeks to discuss alternative energy options.
Our appreciation for the dedicated response of all governments, agencies, relief personnel and experts involved in support for Japan and her people. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her timely assistance to those still in dire need, and our diligent association's relief team. We pray that this distressful situation eases for all those affected, and that such extreme disasters are minimized through our conscientious efforts to care for all beings.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Protests for constructive change. Following an armed assault on peaceful protesters in Bahrain, British Prime Minister David Cameron called King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa to express deep concern as he called for restraint from all sides and highlighted the effectiveness of pursuing reform rather than repression and dialogue rather than force. The British government, meanwhile, also advised its nationals to leave the country until it re-stabilises.
With the armed assault on protesters resulting in at least 5 deaths, Bahraini forces went on to arrest 5 political leaders and human rights activists late Wednesday night, March 16th, according to Agence France-Presse. On Thursday, Agence France-Presse also reported that the military opened fire on protesters near the capital of Manama as police blocked access to the villages where protesters had retreated following the brutal crackdown the previous day. According to UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, there are many reports of police and troops taking over hospitals and medical centres with arbitrary arrests, killings and beatings of both protesters and medical staff.
Meanwhile, countries and leaders such as Iran, Syria, UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the Iraqi Parliament and Egypt's Foreign Minister Nabil El Arabi are all speaking out against the Bahraini government's invitation to the Saudi military, which is now conducting operations against peaceful Bahraini protesters. Iran has also recalled the country's ambassador to Bahrain. In addition, thousands of demonstrators in countries like Turkey, Iran, Lebanon, Iraq and the Saudi cities of Qatif and Spayhat gathered on Thursday to protest the use of force by both the Bahraini government and Saudi troops. Others within Bahrain are similarly calling for the foreign military to leave their country, with political analyst Khalid El-Shami stating in an interview with Press TV that such intervention is failing to control the protest movement but instead is making it more intensified. Meanwhile, Al Jazeera News has stated that Kuwait will not be sending troops to Bahrain, saying that the government looks forward instead to playing a mediating role in resolving tensions.
Around 200 people in Indiana, USA gathered in front of the state capitol building to protest a proposed anti-immigration bill that they say is discriminatory and ignores the many benefits that legalized foreign nationals can bring to society. Around 1,000 Tibetan monks and laypersons rallied after a young monk burned himself to death in Abar, China, calling for the nation's freedom from Chinese control, as they also protested the suppression of previous protests in March 2008, which led to the deaths of over 200 people. After their detainment for taking part in a lecture about the Tunisian and Egyptian protest movements, 6 people in Zimbabwe were released on bail pending trials for charges of treason, which carries the death sentence in the country.
Associated Press reported that 80 people were injured on Thursday in Taiz, Yemen, 4 with gunshot wounds, when thousands of peaceful protesters were attacked by government, military and police with handheld weapons and live ammunition, while 8 were injured in the capital Sana'a overnight when they were attacked during a sit-in.
The UN Refugee Agency is meanwhile struggling to cope with many thousands of people fleeing violence in Libya, including hundreds of Somalis who prefer to remain in refugee camps rather than be sent back to the harsh conditions of their own homelands. With at least 3 airstrikes launched on the outskirts of Benghazi and near the airport on Thursday, government forces claim to be on the outskirts of the city. However, according to Press TV, the pro-democracy revolutionaries state that the regime's forces are not even close.
Has already asked for a no-fly zone.
On Thursday evening, just hours after the regime had warned of an attack on the city of Benghazi, the UN Security Council voted in favour of a no-fly zone to protect the Libyan people. A resolution, co-sponsored by France, UK, Lebanon and the United States, also demands a ceasefire. As shown on Al Jazeera satellite TV, the people in Benghazi burst into celebration after hearing of the vote. Under the terms of the no-fly zone, other countries will supply planes and personnel to help support a ban on all Libyan aircraft in the airspace across the country, in order to protect her citizens.
With deep sadness for the precious lives lost, we pray for an end to the conflict in all countries and for heaven's blessings that people everywhere may coexist in shared respect, dignity, freedom and peace.
Asian Film Festival celebrates winners. The 13th annual Deauville Asian Film Festival was held in the French seaside town from March 9th to 13th, where a wide range of movies were enjoyed by some 30,000 attendees as they were presented to the juries. Eternity by Thai director Sivaroj Kongsakul received the Best Film Award, while the jury prize was shared by Sketches of Kaitan City from Japanese director Kumakiri Kazuyoshi and The Journals of Musan from South Korea by Park Jong-bom. The Chinese film True Legend by Yuan Wu-ping took the Best Action Asia Award. Our accolades and applause all winners and participants of this year's Deauville Asian Film Festival. May your gifted cinematic contributions continue to bring many moments of uplifting entertainment to people worldwide.
International police operation a success. On Wednesday, March 16th, the European Law Enforcement Agency, or Europol, reported that a three-year investigation into the largest global internet paedophile ring had resulted in outstanding success. The agency stated that some 670 potential offenders from countries that included the UK, the Netherlands, Italy, Thailand, Canada, Australia and New Zealand had been identified thus far, with 184 who have already been arrested and are awaiting trial, as well as 230 child victims who are now safe and the online forum completely shut down. The project, known as Operation Rescue, is based on the cooperation of police personnel from 9 European nations, as well as Australia, New Zealand, the USA and Canada. With our heartfelt gratitude, we laud your efforts, Operation Rescue, to uphold the safety of innocent youths. Wishing you continued success, as we pray that children across the globe may flourish in loving protection with heaven's grace and boundless care.
Pakistan-US contractor freed. Following a court hearing on Wednesday, March 16th, Punjab Provincial Law Minister Rana Sanaullah announced the pardon and immediate release of Mr. Raymond Davis, detained since the end of January. Speaking of Mr. Davis's case, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that she was very grateful for his release, as she also expressed the United States' appreciation for continued relations of mutual respect with Pakistan. We are also thankful for this decision of clemency in freeing Mr. Davis, wishing him a safe journey home, and that such gestures further peaceful relations among the United States, Pakistan, and all nations of the world.
Sole survivor in U.S. plane crash. On Wednesday, March 16th, a twin-engine aircraft carrying 6 people lost control after it turned around shortly after takeoff from Long Beach Airport in California, USA. An explosion following the crash left 5 of the passengers fatally injured, while Mr. Mike Jensen was hospitalized in critical condition. The men, all of whom were thought to be prominent Long Beach community leaders, were reportedly headed to Utah for a ski holiday. The cause of the accident is unknown and is currently under investigation. With our deep sympathies to the loved ones of those who perished, we pray for Mr. Jensen's full recovery. We pray that all travelers be blessed and protected by heaven.
Italy celebrates Milestone Unification Day. Thursday, March 17th, commemorated the unification of the regions comprising today's Italian Republic. This year's special 150-year anniversary was celebrated with numerous events throughout the country. Good wishes were also sent by international leaders such as US President Barack Obama and European Parliament President Jerzy Buzek. Congratulations, Italy, on your Unification Day. Wishing much happiness, prosperity, and harmony for all the good Italian people. Save Our Planet. United Nations reports alarming huge decline in bees. According to a new report by the United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, bee colonies, vital for food crops across the world, are experiencing alarming decline, especially in the Northern Hemisphere, with 10-30% decline in Europe, 30% in the United States, and up to 85% in the Middle East. Factors of their disappearance include the increasing use of insecticides that disrupt the bees' nervous systems, reduced wildflowers due to intensive farming, and air pollution that reduces the bees' ability to find flowers via their scent, whose normal range of 800 yards now only reaches 20 yards.
further driving the enormous losses, are new diseases and parasites that spread via global trade. UNEP Executive Director Achim Steiner said, "The fact is that of the 100 crop species that provide 90% of the world's food, over 70 are pollinated by bees." The study authors called for international efforts for more care in choice, timing and application of chemical pesticides to save these food production benefactors.
Many thanks, United Nations Environment Agency, for alerting the world to the urgent need for action to protect our pollinating friends, the bees. May we strive to provide a better environment and thus a more sustainable planet for countless lives as our own.
As during an August 2008 international gathering, Supreme Master Qinghai has long shown concern for threatened species such as the bees, along with emphasizing a lifestyle change to help lives.
My God, no. The continual decline of bees affects the food now. This is nothing new, but they keep reporting it's getting worse all the time. Because if there's no bees, there's no pollination. And then some food, some fruits, and some vegetable depends on the pollination to bear fruit, yeah? And now a lot of bees have died. We might have no food because of no pollination. This is terrible. This is such a disaster. All the bees die because of the poisonous gas. They cannot bear it. The people don't take care of the environment and let all beings keep dying like this. Just to be vegan. How difficult can it be? Is it difficult? Even if it is, this is the only choice we have to survive. And why not? Why not just change to vegan diet?
Save our planet. Gujarat University becomes the first in India to offer environmental science as a required course throughout its 370 colleges for all undergraduate students to further awareness of nature, human-made climate change, and how to help solve it.
Hello, it's me, Rigo the Red Deer here, with my fine son, Dindi.
And we're following a yummy plant-based diet. We'd like to share a cook's tip with you.
It's easy to make your own organic vegan ketchup to add a delicious flavor to vegan patties, some French fries, and other delectable foods.
Ingredients include fresh tomatoes, olive oil, salt, onions, organic cane sugar, and apple cider vinegar. You can also have fun adding spices such as oregano or cayenne.
After cooking, you can puree the mixture in a blender for a smooth, textured ketchup.
Please check online or at your library for complete directions and a variety of ketchup recipes.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, the United Kingdom plans to triple aid donations to Somalia to €94.7 million by 2013-2014. As part of the contributions by UK's Department for International Development Assistance, emergency nutrition for over 40,000 women and children in need of food, safe drinking water for 350,000, and basic life-saving health care for 268,000 will be provided. Furthermore, to help build peace and stability in the country, there will be efforts to establish secure communities and effective local government. In addition, 45,000 people will be assisted to find jobs. Our sincere appreciation, United Kingdom's Department for International Development Assistance, for your generosity. With heaven's abundant blessings, may the beautiful Somali people derive much benefit from your kindness.
In medical news, a prenatal health awareness campaign is launched across the capital city of the United Arab Emirates. Physicians at the Corniche Hospital in Abu Dhabi have disseminated information on the importance of women's health, especially before they plan to begin a family. Programs are being offered in which couples will attend a monthly education class, with each woman also having individual appointments with specialists. Furthermore, the medical staff have highlighted the need for women to eat a balanced diet, regularly take vitamins, exercise, avoid smoking and secondhand smoke, and abstain from alcohol. Many thanks for your caring efforts, physicians and staff of Corniche Hospital. May all women and children thrive in vibrant well-being of body, mind and spirit. Up next on Noteworthy News, invaluable artistic treasures are now freely accessible online. We'll take a moment in prayer for the happiness of all beings. Stay tuned for more Noble News on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, glorious news for a radiant world. In cultural news, over 1,000 masterpieces are freely viewable online through Google Art Project. Acclaimed artwork from 17 leading galleries of 9 countries, including New York's Museum of Modern Art and Moscow State Tretyakov Gallery, are now accessible at www.googleartproject.com. In addition, each center provides a super high resolution 7 billion pixel image for one of its works, enabling viewers to observe details that could not be seen normally. Kudos Google and participating museums for making these timeless treasures widely available. May beauty, peace, and love be shared among all our world's inhabitants.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Gaelic, a language spoken in Ireland, Scotland, and the Isle of Man. It is entitled, Boy or Girl?
Fekar an ogan auction, let an gwych gregal gyar ags na rishti gain a garma. An vokal na an chalin e? Is chalin e? Is he mining? Oh, ta vronar me gwine eisel. Near of Ithagum Grave Tussin a Hardy. Neil May, is Misha a war?
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Your shows are superb. To your continued success, Justin from Costa Rica.
Kind Justin, thank you so much for your good wishes. May you and the spiritual people of Costa Rica be ever more blessed by the divine.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May heavenly wisdom and compassion grace your sojourn on earth.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Economic Affairs Minister Xi Yan-xiang of Taiwan or Formosa announces that should crude oil prices reach $120 a barrel, the government and China Petroleum Corporation Taiwan would help cover the extra burden of costs.
During a meeting on human rights, United Nations representatives ask Afghan President Hamid Karzai to review and reconsider the cases of detained girls and women who are sentenced after they flee violence at home.
Colombian Congress President Armando Benedetti welcomes Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Behrouz Kamalfandi to share insights of their respective parliamentary processes, with Deputy Minister Kamalfandi extending an invitation to his Colombian counterpart for a reciprocal visit to Iran.
During his visit to the Middle East, Cypriot President Dimitris Christofias meets with President Shimon Peres of Israel, where he expresses his country's wish to support the speeding of the Israeli-Palestinian peace process.
European Union leaders Catherine Ashton and Stefan Fula release a statement which joins the urging of the United States for Muslim and Croat leaders in Bosnia and Herzegovina to set aside differences and form a new government for the benefit of the country and her people.
Indian actress Kareena Kapoor refuses to eat eggs during the filming of a movie in a declaration of her vegetarian principles.
Indonesian ambassador to Jordan and Palestine Zain Nurbaha Noor expresses his country's support for the right of Palestinian people to have an independent country.
Having received permission from China's Ministry of Culture, American music icon Bob Dylan will be arriving at the end of March to perform in Beijing for the first time.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.